Dave Calloway, Stacey Cole right here. Very special guest standing by. We're going to talk movies for a little bit, and she's all part of RottenTomatoes.com. Obviously, they go watch every movie there is. And so we're going to talk about some of the heavyweights out there and whether they're good or not. Gray Drake joining us for a little bit here this morning.
Good morning.
What's up?
Hey, everybody. I'm excited.
You should be. Yeah, because we were sitting there looking at all of the trailers for all of the movies. And, you know, they don't put them out just 2 or 3 weeks out. We've been seeing some of these trailers for months now, and it's time to actually get to the movie.
Yes, like Anchorman.
Right, exactly. It's like the worst foreplay ever, right?
Yeah.
It just takes
yeah.
forever.
It totally does. So is there one, like, at the top of your list, like, man, you go see this, and it's a guaranteed win. It will be all that.
Well, there is a film that I think is a can't-lose, and it is a good excuse to spend your money, reach deep into your pockets, because movies are expensive these days.
Yes, right.
But shelling out money for IMAX 3D is completely worth it if you go see Gravity.
Oh!
Yes, it is.
Hey.
Right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. You know, and I've heard there's reviewers, there's people who talk about movies before who say you don't need to go to the IMAX version or the 3D version. You're saying yes.
No, those people are wrong. They're lying to you. They're trying to save you money. And I'll tell you what, I normally tell everybody, like, if an animated movie comes out in 3D, I'm usually pretty wary of it, and I don't recommend that if you're taking your whole family that you spend, you know, $100.
Right, yeah, right.
But for Gravity, which is, of course, a movie not for, it's not for the animated crowd.
No, right. It's not, no.
But it's definitely worth it. It's worth paying the $20 ticket or whatever it costs where you are, because Sandra Bullock in space with technology that we have literally never seen before in films. And she gets stripped down to her underpants.
Yes, she did. Oh, and by the way, can I throw something in there?
Mm.
At the end, I don't want to give anything away, but I just, for those of you who've seen Gravity, I just want to say at the end, shark.
Okay.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Yeah. Yeah, that would be awesome.
Come on.
Right, right.
You can tell where my sense of humor is.
Well, and I always say, you know, for the testimonial that it's worth it to go also is astronauts, actual astronauts have said, yeah, this is a good one.
Right.
Yeah.
And I've heard astronauts say that they've never seen their world so accurately depicted, even down to the tiniest tools that were on their spacesuits. It's really mind-blowing. I saw it ages ago when it came out, and I haven't seen it since, but I'm still thinking about it.
Yes, very
now,
much
that's
so.
That's rare.
Man, that's a good movie right there. How about some of the other ones that we keep hearing about? You know, one that's evidently, it sounds like they moved it up so you can see it sooner, is Anchorman 2.
That's right. Anchorman 2, what you mentioned, seems like we've been seeing trailers for it for ages and ages and ages, and we have, because they want to make sure that the comedy doesn't get buried underneath the very serious pictures.
Yes, of course. Why do that?
You know, it's easy for a comedy to get kind of brushed to the side when you're talking about something like 12 Years a Slave.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Very serious, very different, very important. And then you've got a whole bunch of newscasters in the 80s.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
But that's also the spirit of counter-programming, right? Because if you're not in the mood for something that kind of makes you, you know, stirs up your heart a little bit too much, you go and you see Anchorman and you watch them talk about their pirate hookers on Whore Island.
Yeah, there you go. Well, that's why I'm wondering, you know, movies, do you put anything in this category where it's better to go to it wasted or drunk or to go to it sober? Is that one of those movies where it's better off if you had a couple of drinks?
No, I have not had the pleasure of actually seeing it just yet.
Ah, okay,
so,
there you go.
But I do suspect that a couple of cocktails before this film are going to greatly improve it. And I'm a huge fan of movies that are so bad they're good.
Yes. Yeah.
And so I end up liking a lot of films that our critics at Rotten Tomatoes don't.
Okay.
And this will probably be one of them. It's not going to be a good movie, but if you like the first one, chances are you need to go see this one as well, just for the goofiness, right?
Right, right. Absolutely. It's a fine line. And in the first movie, they caught lightning in a bottle. They had no idea what they were starting. And to capture that a second time is going to be really, really hard.
Mm-hmm.
But they got every cast member to come back.
Which is amazing. So it must be sort of decent, right?
Exactly. So I think that's a really good sign, and I am cautiously optimistic. It would be the best Christmas present ever if this movie was actually funny.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Hey, another movie just to ask you about is Leonardo DiCaprio. It's hard for him to go wrong, but with the Wolf of Wall Street movie that came out, is that everybody has said, whoever works with him said that he's the best actor we have. Do you feel that way?
I don't actually disagree with that too much, because he could do pretty much anything, and thank God he's finally starting to look older.
There you go. Yeah, aging up a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh, that guy. Come on, join the rest of the world,
right.
Okay, with your crow's feet.
Yeah, stop looking 12.
Please.
Right, exactly. Well, so I am the world's biggest Martin Scorsese fan. I think he is an amazing director who's given us so many great films. Mm. I can't even really count them here for you.
Sure.
And Wolf of Wall Street is one of his best.
Oh, good.
See, now he's given us The Butchers of New York, that movie that...
Yeah, Gangs in New York.
Gangs of New York, remember that?
He's done comedy, he's done Goodfellas, he's done Casino, I mean, all of these films. And Wolf of Wall Street is not exactly what you expect, where Leonardo DiCaprio plays a stockbroker who climbs to the highest of heights and then falls. First of all, Scorsese's story. Like, this is like, he loves telling this story, and nobody does it better than him. But Leonardo DiCaprio is so unforgettable in this film that this could be the year he finally wins an Oscar.
Really?
Oh, good.
Wow.
It's, yeah.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what, this movie has a 3-hour runtime.
Really?
And that is so long, and I'm a very well-hydrated human being.
Yeah.
But hey.
And I was so irritated that this movie was that long, and it was the fastest 3 hours of my life.
Well, that's good to know, because I hate getting up during the movie. I just, what am I going to miss, you know?
Sure.
I know. Well, I'm telling you, like, don't drink for, like, the whole half a day before you see this film.
Yeah.
See it in the middle of the afternoon, so if you're like me, you won't fall asleep.
Okay.
And
there you go.
I'm telling you, it's so good and surprisingly hilarious. It's way funnier than I anticipated. It is such a good movie. It's one of my favorites of the year, for sure.
There you go. You know, Gray Drake, our guest here from RottenTomatoes.com, it's great to know that all of the movies are fantastic and there are no duds out there.
Well, I didn't say that.
Oh, there are?
All right, give us one.
Okay. Yeah.
Luckily, the movies that were the lowest rated in both Rotten Tomato Town and my heart, they have not come out this season.
Okay.
They were back from the summer, but they still sting. It still hurts a critic.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, the fact that I had to sit through these movies, it still hurts.
You're gonna say Adam Sandler, aren't you, here in just a second, aren't you?
Oh, my God.
Yeah?
You read my mind.
Oh, here we go. Yeah.
Okay, you guys, when the most memorable and wonderful performance in your movie is done by an inflatable raft.
Yeah. Oh, no.
That's not good.
You're in trouble.
Yeah.
Real trouble. But guess what? America didn't agree with me, and this movie made enough money for them to make a Grown Ups 3.
Yeah, really?
No. You're joking, right?
So, but here's the thing. For anybody out there who's mad about all these sequels and mad about all these horrible movies continuing to be made, we've done this to ourselves.
Yes, because we go. Right.
We go.
Yeah.
Somebody went.
Well, it comes out of boredom, you know. We need to find something else to do. The football team needs to do better and things like that, you know?
Right.
Listen, I got mad respect for everybody that needs to go to the theater to cool off in the summer and they just want to turn off for a little while and maybe want their family to shut up.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah. Right. That's right.
Excellent.
But if you can, look for better films. Yes.
All right.
Please, for the love of God.
Well, we find you all over RottenTomatoes.com, the busy time of year for you.
Yes, it is very busy. I handle their video interviews, so you can go to RottenTomatoes.com/videos, and occasionally they let me out of the office so I can co-host television shows with the esteemed film critic, Mr. Leonard Maltin.
Yeah,
excellent.
Which is such a great thing. So you have a special thing coming up here that we're going to be able to see.
That's right. It's going to be airing this starting December 15th on the Reels channel, and it's our holiday movie preview review. So we'll tell you what to see in theaters, what to rent, and basically we're going to answer all of your burning questions about cinema.
Excellent. Well, you have a great holiday season, and thank you for taking time with us.
Thank you, Greg.
Likewise. You too, everybody. Have a good one.